Deus in adiutorium meum intende. Domine ad adiuvantum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Horis peractis undecim, fruit dies in vesperum, solvamus omnes debitum, mentis libenter canticum. Complete after 11 hours, now runs the day to evening. We all repay the debt we owe, in reason willingly in song. Labor diurnus transit, quo Christe nos conduxeras, diam colonis vine, promissa dona gloriae. The daily work has passed away, which you, O Christ, engaged us for. Give now your farmers of the vine the promised gifts of glory due. Merce te quos nunc advocas, quos ad futurum muneras, nos in labore adiuva, et post laborem recrea. By wages which you now call forth, so soon to come as your reward, assist us in the present work, and after work restore anew. To you, O Christ, most blessed King, and you the Father, glory be. With you the Spirit Paraclete, to everlasting ages long.
Sit Christe rex piissime, tibi Patrique gloria, cum Spiritu Paraclito, in sempiterna saecula. Amen.
Lord, keep my soul from death, never let me stumble. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal. For he has turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress, I called on the Lord's name. O Lord my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord and just, our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts, I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back my soul to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, keep my soul from death, never let me stumble. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's guard. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil, he will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory to your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true. A reading from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. What we utter is God's wisdom, a mysterious, hidden wisdom. God planned it before all ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age knew the mystery. If they had known it, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. Of this wisdom it is written, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it so much as dawned on man, what God has prepared for those who love him. Yet God has revealed this wisdom to us through the Spirit. Christ died for our sins to make of us an offering to God.
Christ died for our sins to make of us an offering to God.
He died to this world of sin and rose in the power of the Spirit
to make of us an offering to God.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ died for our sins to make of us an offering to God.
Gregory put into practice all that he preached, so that he might be a living example of the spiritual message he proclaimed. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recurtatus misericordiae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini, eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Gregory put into practice all that he preached, so that he might be a living example of the spiritual message he proclaimed. Let us bless Christ, the compassionate and merciful Lord, who wipes away the tears of those who weep. Let us cry out to him in love and ask, "Have mercy on your people, Lord." Lord Jesus, you console the humble. Be attentive to the tears of the poor.
Have mercy on your people, Lord.
Merciful God, hear the cries of the dying. Comfort them with your presence.
Have mercy on your people, Lord.
Make exiles aware of your providential care. May they return to their home on earth and finally enter their home in heaven.
Have mercy on your people, Lord.
Be merciful to sinners who have fallen away from your love. Reconcile them to yourself and to your church.
Have mercy on your people, Lord.
Save our brothers who have died. Let them share in the fullness of redemption.
Have mercy on your people, Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who care for your people with gentleness and rule them in love, through the intercession of Pope Saint Gregory, endow, we pray, with a spirit of wisdom, those to whom you have given authority to govern, that the flourishing of a holy flock may become the eternal joy of the shepherds, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, et Spes Nostra Salve. Ad Te clamamus, ex soles filii Eve, ad te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos, misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O Virgo Maria. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen.